This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for this great nation to begin getting matters straight when it comes to the history of what is happening right now in Ukraine. And yes, it is in Ukraine. It's not in Ukraine and Russia. There are no Ukrainian forces anywhere near the Russian border at the moment. They're not certainly in the nation of Russia. The biggest lies that Vladimir Putin has been telling the world, and this was particularly true in his rambling hour-long speech, are about history and his distorted version of history. And unless Americans come to understand the reality and the truth, we will never grasp the true serious impact of this situation. That's one of the points that's made by Dr. Catherine Stoner, who is a senior fellow in the Center on Democracy, Development, and the Rule of Law. She's a professor of political science at Stanford University, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, and the author of another important piece in a fine publication called The American Purpose. The name of her piece is His History and Ours. Dr. Stoner, what's the fundamental difference between the Vladimir Putin view of the world and the view of the world being put forward by leaders in the West, President Biden to Boris Johnson in Britain, Emmanuel Macron in France, the rest of the civilized world?
So thanks for having me, first of all. And the piece that you're referring to came out yesterday in American Purpose, so I guess it's available online.
We posted it right on our website at michaelmedved.com.
Okay, excellent. It's I think forgotten by Mr. Putin conveniently in his account of post-Cold War history, that in 1994, Boris Yeltsin, his predecessor as president of Russia, signed the Budapest Memorandum indicating that Russia would respect Ukrainian sovereignty if Ukraine permanently surrendered and then transferred its inherited nuclear weapons that had been left on its territory when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. And in exchange for Ukraine doing that, Russia would respect Ukrainian sovereignty, recognize it, of course, as an independent state and country. And so Mr. Putin hurls a lot of accusations, as he did in a rather bizarre, long speech that we saw on Monday, explaining his view of the world, really is claiming that it is the U.S. that has broken agreements, and in particular one that he alleges was made, that NATO would not expand one inch beyond the border of East Germany. And the claim is that this was a promise made by James Baker, who was then Secretary of State to George W. Bush, that NATO wouldn't expand beyond Germany. But that's just actually, that was not a promise that was made. It was a hypothetical. If Gorbachev moved Soviet-era troops faster out of East Germany. And so even Gorbachev himself said that, has said that. But Putin has fixated on this, that it is NATO that has broken its promise. But I would assert that none of this action in Ukraine currently for Putin and in 2014 had anything to do with NATO.
And what does it have to do with? What is the aim of Vladimir Putin the reconstruction of the old Soviet Union?
Well, so it's not in the sense of, you know, the political and economic system of communism. He went into some detail in his speech on Monday about how misguided communism was, and even the mistakes that that Lenin and Stalin made in allowing national self-determination. And of course, you know, the communist system had a very particular, you know, planned economy where the state owned everything and there was no private property. He's not interested in that, and I think I actually wrote a book that came out last year called Russia Resurrected, Its Power and Purpose in a New Global Order, that goes through some of this as well. The quote that people often point to with Putin is, you know, his claim that the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical disaster of the 20th century. But often, and I mentioned this in my book, people forget the second part of that quote, which is anyone who wants it back has no head, but also, you know, no heart, right? Or doesn't miss it, has no heart. And but he's not talking about the political and economic system. He is, though, talking to some degree about making sure that there are friendly, close relations between former republics of the Soviet Union, in particular Slavic ones like Ukraine. And this is really about Ukraine seeing a model and a future for itself in democracy and the West. And, you know, liberal, small L liberal, democracy, right? The ideas that you should have a free press and regular free and fair elections and an independent judiciary, and that there should be transparency in government and checks and balances and a free, you know, free civil society. And this is precisely what he cannot tolerate on the border of Russia. There's a demonstration effect for his own people. If the Ukrainians, whose language is close to ours but not exactly ours, can have this, why can't we? And that, therefore, is an existential threat to an authoritarian kleptocrat like Vladimir Putin. That's what
and what in other words, what is would be his ideal outcome? His ideal outcome would not be to stop with Ukraine, would it? I mean,
no, right. I think his ideal outcome, he's pretty much told us, unfortunately. And actually, then the U.S. intelligence that has been leaked to us has kind of told us what the point is, or what they could do. I think the sort of worst case scenario for Ukraine is that the democratically elected government of Ukraine, President Zelensky, and also the parliament are removed and replaced by a Russia-friendly, more or less puppet government.
It wouldn't be Yanukovych again, would it?
Yanukovych, no. Well, you know, it could be, but that's not, he's getting older. And that's a name that's not coming up. There are sort of younger,
so
greedier
corrupt
people who may be more reliable. So, I mean, I think that's the ideal outcome from a Russian perspective. It will be very, very hard to govern Ukraine under those circumstances without the use of a lot of force against the population.
And the Baltic republics, I know, are extraordinarily concerned. I believe they've sent some weapons and supplies to their brothers and sisters in Ukraine because mm-hmm. they are obviously also deeply threatened by this revanchism by Vladimir Putin. The next question I wanted to get to, can you stay with us for a few more moments, Dr.
Sure.
Stoner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is basically, what do you say to those American people who say, it's not our business? Why should we care about this? Why does it matter? And a new poll, and it's the first big poll that I've seen done by University of Chicago National Opinion Research Center, shows that half of Americans want only a minor role in Ukraine, and 20% of Americans say they want no role at all for the United States. Would that be better, safer for American policy? We'll get right back to that with Dr. Catherine Stoner of the Hoover Institution and other worthy sources of knowledge and understanding. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, my pleasure to be speaking with Dr. Catherine Stoner, who has played a leading role in, I think, trying to get the history
of this current conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and it's not really between Russia and Ukraine, as she makes very clear in her piece, His History and Ours. It's between Europe whole and free, which we have, as she writes, enjoyed for 30 years, if that is going to continue to persist, or if we're going to go back to a more of a Napoleonic era vision of Europe, of almost constant warfare, constant battles, that are not about communism this time, but really are about the functioning of democracy and fundamental human rights, which are in short supply in the Russian Federation. Dr. Stoner, when people ask about what's at stake in all of this conflict for the United States, how do you answer quickly?
Well, until we're all driving electric cars and using solar panels to power them from our solar-powered homes, we're driving combustion engine cars, and oil and gas prices, if you haven't noticed yet, you're going to notice soon, are going up like rocket ships, and they're going to go higher. So Russia is a major exporter of oil and gas, and even though, you know, they don't export a lot of it to us, they do to Europe, and this ripples through the oil and gas market. So that's one thing. This is a big problem for the global economy. Second, whether we want to be involved or not, we are involved. And that's because Russia has involved us. We are members of NATO, and we do get things out of being members of NATO. You know, our NATO allies are who have helped us first in Afghanistan after September 11, 2001. We have been subjected to cyber attacks. If you paid more for heating oil or at the gas pump over the summer, last summer, that's probably because if you're on the East Coast, the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack that was perpetrated from Russia. China and Russia have become closer than they've ever been in the last 300 years, and they are intent on creating a multipolar world dominated by two big authoritarian states, China and Russia, and presenting an alternative to American influence globally.
Now, it's an axis of autocracy, right?
Exactly, exactly. So, so if you really, you know, you care about freedom and the freedom to disagree with your government, no matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, well, they want to take, you know, that away. They've taken it from their own people, and they'll you know, continue this assault. And they're getting, you know, more influence outside of the West. There are other countries for whom this is an attractive signal. Why care about Ukraine in particular beyond the prospect of, you know, the possibility of having a huge war in the middle of Europe, a hot war? Well, it's the second largest country in Europe behind Russia. So it's bigger than France, it's bigger than Germany, territorial-wise. It is a country of 44 million people, and gas and oil pipelines run through, gas pipelines in particular, run through Ukraine. So if Russia takes over all of the country, or even part of it, it doesn't need Nord Stream 2, which is this pipeline about which much has been made, because it will just control the gas pipelines in Ukraine that Nord Stream 2 was supposed to make obsolete. The Ukrainians have had two popular, you know, revolutions in 2004 and 2014 in favor of democracy. These are people who want the right to choose for themselves how to live, and that is what, you know, is at stake here, and it is for all of us. And finally, if you believe in, you know, the post-global, post-Cold War international order, or peace in Europe, then you need to care about this, because what Mr. Putin is really aiming to do here is to take a sovereign state. Ukraine is not a province of Russia. To take it, And we've certainly gone to war for, you know, less, frankly, in Kuwait and even in Iraq. The problem here is that Russia is a nuclear power, right? It's the only country in the world, not China, other than the United States, that, you know, can deliver a nuclear weapon to, let's say, Washington, D.C., Seattle, San Francisco in under 30 minutes. They have modernized their nuclear capacity. They have hypersonic weapons that can go 7 times the speed of sound, and they can put nuclear warheads on them or conventional ones. So, you know, if we don't do something, then we're going to, you know, wonder where next for Mr. Putin. Why stop in Ukraine? Why not go to Poland? Why not go to Germany's borders? Why not go up into the Baltics? So we have to do something, and we have to also be, you know, careful to set the record straight and not let authoritarian leaders like this mischaracterize history and miscast the truth against democracy.
How would you explain something that is people are marveling at now, which is that once upon a time the Republican Party was the party of Dwight Eisenhower and great supporter of NATO, even at one point a commander of NATO, I believe, and the party of Dwight Eisenhower and Barry Goldwater, and certainly Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, and the people who won the Cold War and understood the importance of internationalism. And if the Democrats, well, not so much. They were under George McGovern. He had the slogan, "Come Home, America," which, by the way, I hear Republicans using now. How did that switch occur and why? Where, when it came to the moral dimension to the Cold War, that it was ultimately a struggle, and you reflect this in your column and your piece on his history and ours, there's right and there's wrong. Republicans used to understand that. Why do so many people basically now seem to even sympathize with Putin, like the former president praising him yesterday?
Well, I'm a Russia specialist, not a specialist on American politics, but
or psychiatry.
It is incredibly disappointing. It is misguided. It is a lack of recognition of what is fact and what is fiction or opinion, and it is an echo chamber in the media that just moves faster and faster with social media. But frankly, these people are just wrong. There is right and there is wrong, and 2 + 2 still equals 4. And so check your facts. Go beyond where you normally look.
And a great place to look would be the piece by Dr. Catherine Stoner, His History and Ours. It's posted at our website by AmericanPurpose.com and at MichaelMedved.com. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From Kiev to Moscow and Washington to Berlin, there's little sign that the world is facing anything other than the prospect of Russia launching a full-on conflict with Ukraine. President Joe Biden.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors. This is a flagrant violation of international law.
The Ukrainian government prepared to declare a state of emergency and urged all of its citizens to leave Russia and started calling up military reservists. The People's Convoy leaving Southern California today has now prompted the Defense Department to approve the use of 700 National Guardsmen and 50 tactical vehicles before that group descends on the Washington, D.C. area ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. The Maryland State Police, Metropolitan Police Department in D.C., and the U.S. Capitol Police are closely monitoring the situation. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, it is amazing how the roles seem to be reversed between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, traditionally a party that has believed in peace through strength, favoring major defense expenditures, where, by the way, today, even after some small increases under President Trump, we are historically very low in the percentage of our total budget that we spend on defense, the percentage of our total gross national product that we spend on defense. We're among the lowest numbers we've had in many years. And the idea that how did it happen that and it's been very recent, really, that all of a sudden we have a situation where the Democrats seem to be expressing more of a concern about the fate of freedom and democracy and decency in the world at large, Democrats, than members of the Republican Party. That poll, and I mention the poll again and again because it's one of the few glimpses we have of actually the shifts in public opinion concerning what is going on in Ukraine. And what it shows is that Democrats are much more likely. There's a third of Democrats who want America to play a major role in Ukraine, and only a fourth of Republicans. And among people, all adults, it's 26% who want a major role. Democrats, 32%. Republicans, 22%. When did this change happen? And try to imagine, I'm going to play you something that a very respected Republican, he's an all but declared candidate for president. He's someone who wants to be considered for president. And frankly, listening to him, well, I'll tell you what it is. I'll give it away because you probably will be able to guess it, many of you. It's Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, former congressman from Kansas, good, solid, conservative Republican. He was one member of the Trump administration I always respected. And yet he just seems to be in love with Vladimir Putin. It's extraordinary. I'll listen to Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State to Donald J. Trump, on C-SPAN talking about President Putin of the Russian Federation. Listen.
Mr. Secretary, do you consider Vladimir Putin a shrewd or a reckless leader overall?
Very shrewd. Very capable. I have enormous respect for him. I've been criticized for saying that. No, I have enormous respect for him. He was also an interlocutor that was always well-informed and deeply clear about what Russian interests were. I appreciated that. It required the same from us, from me, from my team. We had to be equally prepared and equally protective of the interests that mattered to the United States. He is very savvy, very shrewd. When I think about some of the things they do in the diplomatic space and some of the things they do in this space where they go off people, I think that's counterproductive. I shared that with him very directly. I said, you're trying to find a way to connect with us. I think those things just make it really hard for Western leaders to engage with you because it lights up.
Can we stop for just a moment? Do you notice we're talking about murder? And we're talking about state murder. Murdering your political opponents. He says, oh, and they go off and off people. That's counterproductive. And I told him that's counterproductive. It's not only counterproductive, it's evil. State-sponsored murder is not just counterproductive. He continues.
To engage with you because it lights up all the human rights issues and the like. I just don't think there's much game in it. And, yeah, he would smile at me with a look that reminded me that it's a tough world out there. And, I consider him a elegantly sophisticated counterpart.
An elegantly sophisticated counterpart whose eyes can light up on the issue of state-sponsored murder because it's a tough world out there. And President Trump, and again, I'm going to read the words to you, but these are words that he pronounced yesterday when he was on a radio show with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, and talking about Ukraine and the current situation, he said, I went in yesterday and there was a television screen, and I said, this is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. That's what the president said. Please try to imagine that you didn't know it was President Trump saying this, that you just assumed it was some Democrat. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force, Trump said. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well. Very, very, very well. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine declares it independent. And he goes on, that's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace, all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. He liked me. I liked him. He has a lot of charm and a lot of pride, and he loves this country. In this situation, that we're in now, if you didn't know it was Donald Trump, the former president, how would you feel just hearing those words? Are there any folks out there who actually would be encouraged by someone who spoke like that? This is what Joe Scarborough, former Republican congressman, I know he's not a conservative now, but he said this about Republicans praising Putin. Clip one.
Trump's interests don't align with the interests of the United States of America. They do not. Mike Pompeo's interests do not align with the interests of the United States of America or of the NATO alliance that we fought so hard as a country to continue to work together with. You know, it's so unbelievable, Willie. You actually have the House Republicans now in the middle of the greatest crisis, European crisis regarding war since World War II, openly attacking and bashing the President of the United States, saying that he is, quote, weak. House Republicans, you should bow your head in shame as we move into one of the great crises on the global stage since World War II. You should bow your head in shame. You're a disgrace to America. We now have useful idiots on the Trump right that are apologizing for Vladimir Putin. The term fits them tightly, like a glove.
Okay, the term useful idiots, you know who came up with that term? Jeremy, you know, it's Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. He spoke about finding useful idiots, and he always found plenty. And coming up, we'll talk about somebody who actually has a much better handle on Vladimir Putin. And it's actually also a former Secretary of State. We will be right back with that surprise on The Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about, I guess you could say, the man of the hour, the man who has actually shocked the world and menaced the whole world by taking a country, the 44 million people, it's a bigger population and a slightly bigger land area than Texas. But that's what we're talking about. It's not a little pipsqueak country. It's not Latvia. Not that there's anything wrong with Latvia. I admire Latvians a great deal. We actually have a Latvian who's a member of our family. But that's another story. The story right here is Vladimir Ilyich. Well, no, I don't think he's Ilyich. I don't think that's the right patronymic. He is Vladimir Putin, not Volodymyr Zelensky, who's the president and the elected president and confirmed an election after he took office, the president of Ukraine. But Condoleezza Rice, who, wouldn't it be great if she gave the response to Biden as a Republican and a proud Republican? Wouldn't it be great if she stepped forward to, as she is been doing slightly the last couple of days, giving her enormous expertise as former National Security Advisor and a very honorable, successful Secretary of State. Dr. Rice took time off from her duties at Hoover Institution at Stanford to recall her first meeting with Vladimir Putin. Listen.
She began to talk to him. He didn't really look you in the eye. He seemed a little bit unnerved, maybe, about meeting the President of the United States for the first time. Needless to say, he went pretty quickly from shy to confident to arrogant to megalomaniacal. But those first few times, I thought he was actually a little bit lacking in confidence.
Megalomaniacal and a little bit lacking in confidence. I mean, given the direction of Russia with its declining population and declining economic power, really, the idea that
that he should lack a little confidence? Of course he should. And again, would it be available for him to cooperate with the West, as his immediate predecessor Boris Yeltsin did, as even Mikhail Gorbachev did, in historically dismantling much of the evil empire? The question right now for America is not who is Vladimir Putin. The real question, in just a terrific column, is asked by Brett Stevens. Brett Stevens asks, who are we? Who do we think we are? He writes today, central to much of the skepticism regarding America's involvement in the crisis in Ukraine is the question, who are we? Who are we, with our long history of invasions and interventions, to lecture Vladimir Putin about respecting national sovereignty and international law? Who are we, with our domestic record of slavery and discrimination, our foreign record of supporting friendly dictators, and the ongoing injustices of American life, to hold ourselves up as paragons of freedom and human rights? Such questions, writes Brett Stevens, are often put by people on the left. But there's a powerful strain of the same thinking on the right. When Bill O'Reilly asked Donald Trump in 2017 how he could respect Putin when the Russian president is a killer, Trump replied, "We've got a lot of killers. What do you think our country's so innocent? What, you think our country's so innocent?" That's the attitude, that we're all guilty. Let us go quickly to Dave in Tacoma. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. I think we are the world policeman. And you mentioned earlier that the defense spending is maybe slowed down a little bit.
It's not that it's slowed down. It's much to. We at the height of the Cold War were spending about 6% of gross domestic product on defense and security. We're now spending less than 3%.
Yeah, but today we spend about $750 billion on defense. That's three times more than China, who's in second place, and that's 10 times more than Saudi Arabia, who's in third place.
Yes, but that's, you're talking about spending, and the part of the reason that China ends up spending so relatively little is because they have a conscription army. I mean, we have an all-volunteer army, and again, people have to want to join. And the idea that we have the... Do you think it's a bad thing that the America has the world's strongest military, and we still do?
Oh, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I just think that we have to keep it in perspective. And also, I think we have to keep Russia in perspective. Understand that their economy is the size of Italy.
Yeah, South Korea.
If that's the case, then... You know, I think that what the Biden administration is doing, slowly putting more pressure on Russia in terms of their banks and the oligarchs, and I think that at some point that is going to hurt Putin in a big way. I think it's going to take time, but he doesn't want to just throw everything out and throw the book right at him to start off. I don't believe he should.
No, I agree with you. I actually, and I acknowledged this yesterday, I think that the way that this has been put together by Secretary Blinken and by President Biden, despite the fact that President Biden still fumbles his words and is not always as clear and forceful as he should be, I think he's done a decent job keeping the alliance together. And that's the most important thing right now. And I believe that you're right, and by the way, thank you for being so well-informed and for maybe adding a little bit of optimism to all this. The one point that Bret Stephens makes in his column that I was just sharing with you is about how people will often say, well, who are we to say anything negative about what Putin is doing? What he really calls this, that this is a crisis as much as anything in American self-confidence. Do we have a mission in the world? Do we have a purpose? Neither people nor countries are well served by the defects of those virtues. Self-awareness, that becomes a recipe for personal or policy paralysis. Intellectual humility that leads to moral confusion. A fear of unknown risks that becomes an asset to an enemy. These are some of the deeper risks we now face in the contest with the Kremlin. Why has Putin chosen this moment to make his move on Ukraine? As many have pointed out, Russia is an objectively weak state, just as you said, Upper Volta with nuclear weapons, as someone once quipped, with a nominal GDP smaller than of South Korea. Outside of energy, minerals, and second-rate military equipment, it produces almost nothing that outsiders want. But Putin has advantages. His opponents don't, which go beyond the correlation of military forces in the Donbass. One advantage is the correlation of appetites. Putin wants Ukraine under his thumb much more than the West wants to keep Ukraine in its orbit. And he's willing to pay a higher price to get it. Another advantage is the correlation of attention spans. Putin has methodically set his sights on returning Ukraine to his fold since at least 2004. For the West, Ukraine is another complex crisis of which it will eventually tire. A third advantage is the correlation of wills. Putin wants to change the geopolitical order of Europe and is prepared to take large risks to do it. The Biden administration wants to preserve a shaky and increasingly lifeless status quo. Fortune tends to favor the bold. Does that mean we are doomed? It does not. There are glimmers of hope politically, ideologically, even ethically in the United States. Right now, we will get to some of those in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.